KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 35 degrees in Atlantic. And we look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high near 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday spent a good deal of time discussing the proposed fiscal year 2017 budget. City Administrator John Lund said only minor changes will be made to the nearly $14.35 million budget. Some of the changes were in wording, while others took the form of unexpected changes in revenue and/or expenditures and how those monies are categorized. Among the changes was that there will be no increase in the amount of money the city provides to the Cass Atlantic Development Corporation, or CADCO, and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. The initial budget had proposed a $2,500 increase for each entity in the next fiscal year. But Mayor Dave Jones thought the increase was not necessary.
I feel they get enough money as it is right now.
Jones said CADCO and the Chamber, they're both very healthy, and I think it's $35,000 a year is plenty for both of them. Plus, they get money out of the CPC, the Community Promotion Commission. John Lund said the last time adjustments were made to the amount of funds CADCO and the Chamber received was in 2009.
And there's been, the value of the dollar has decreased by about 10% since then. So if we wanted to just keep giving them the same purchasing power in dollar amount, we should be probably have given them closer to $38,650. I just went with the $37.50 as a nice round number, but by keeping it level, just due to inflation, we are actually taking more money slowly being dripped away from that fund. It's becoming more. Money's worth less and less every year.
Jones said the chamber gets money from the local option sales tax to cover its employees' wages, so quote, they should not have any more employees down there than we have at City Hall.
I just think, we do enough for those organizations, and they got other options to go with it, plus they got membership. So taxpayers should not be flying if they're stolen. Taxpayers are doing enough as it is to take care of them. That's not that. I just think we can use it someplace else.
He referred to the possibility of using those funds for the Ann Wickman Daycare Center, which Jones says is likely to come before the city asking for operational funds to make up for a shortfall. Jones said the daycare center is a very valuable asset to the city of Atlantic.
A lot of people come to town and work here, drop your kids off the daycare and work here, and bring your kids to school. That's probably some increase in my school because of people bring their kids to daycare and work here and do kids go to school here. It's a very valuable piece.
John Lund summed up the city's budget by saying the only reason he would be concerned is if in the foreseeable future there wasn't enough revenue coming in or expenditures dramatically increased, or if the solution to those problems was to raise taxes.
And outside of the revenue decline due to the state backfill, I'm not seeing it. We haven't done any of that this budget. We didn't do any of last year's budget, and I'm not seeing that happening in the next couple of years. Things can change, but I can successfully say I'm sleeping well at night. And outside of just the creation of this document, budgeting this year was not as stressful, and a lot of that had to do with the state mandating a 10% increase in commercial property value.
The city's tax asking for residential properties will decline by 6 cents per $1,000 valuation to $16.79. Any changes you see to your property taxes will be due to the changes in value to your property or the levies set by the county and school district. Commercial property taxes will increase, but again, Lund says that's because of the state mandate. Overall, the fiscal year 2017 budget is down 3.77% from the total estimated expenditures for the current fiscal year, 2016. The Iowa Public Information Board, or IPIB, has issued an advisory opinion on meeting in closed sessions with legal counsel, in part because of a recent complaint filed against the Neola City Council. The board said that the issue was brought up in two recent complaints where government bodies went into a closed session without it being clear what attorney represented the bodies. A complaint recently was filed with the IPIB against the Neola City Council, alleging the council violated Iowa code by holding a closed session without City Attorney Scott Rogers present during its October 19th meeting. Neola representatives argued an attorney handling a specific matter for the city, Clint Victor, was present, so there was no violation of the law. To show an attorney-client relationship, the government body should have an existing engagement letter, contract, resolution, or designation in the minutes of a previous meeting. The IPIB board dismissed the Neola complaint but asked for background work to be done, which prompted the advisory opinion. And police in Council Bluffs arrested a man wanted on numerous warrants late last night following a brief pursuit and a crash. Authorities say at around 11:45 p.m., officers tried to stop a four-door Plymouth for no registration and an obstructed view due to a broken windshield. The vehicle slowed and turned into an alley off North 21st Street between Avenues C and D. After turning into the alley, the vehicle's driver accelerated in an apparent attempt to elude the officer. However, the vehicle slid on a patch of ice, causing it to collide with a fence where the vehicle came to a rest. Officers conducted a felony stop on the vehicle, which was occupied by four people. One of the passengers, identified as 22-year-old Jonathan Featherstone. A warrant check revealed Featherstone had four warrants for his arrest on charges that include burglary in the third degree, forgery, burglary in the second degree, and escape from custody. A firearm was located in the vehicle, which Featherstone said was his. Council Bluffs police transported Featherstone to the Pottawatomie County Jail. The driver of that vehicle, 20-year-old Russell Barker of Council Bluffs, was charged with eluding a police officer. In our funeral announcements, Sandra Gasson, age 72 of Red Oak, died Sunday. Funeral services for Sandra Gasson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Sellergren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home in Red Oak. Roger Barton, age 77 of Audubon, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Roger Barton will be Friday at 10:30 at Ebenezer Lutheran Church west of Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Edward Fern, age 75 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Edward Fern will be on Saturday at 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Alfred Cole, age 94 of Atlantic, died Wednesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Alfred Cole will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Yvonne Staples, age 81 of Carroll, died Monday. A celebration of life service for Yvonne Staples will be on Saturday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.